Trees, which is written and directed by
Peter Gellerud,
and which features
Peter Gellerud.
Your Quiet Please story for tonight,
Tibetan Fantasy.
There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
The votes have been counted and verified. Could you please have quiet in the studio? Quiet, please.
Through winding roads, past the green meadows and down shady lanes.
Shut up?
Why, certainly. You don't think I'm the kind that would keep blabbing. Some people never know when to stop. When I'm told to shut up, I shut up.
Shut up.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
I am the walrus.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie. V.I. Lenin. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov.
Those are good burgers, Walter.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie.
We'll be near the In-N-Out burger.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie.
Who's in pajamas, Walter?
Shut the f*** up, Donnie. Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Shut up.
Shut up already.
Shut up.
Of Shut Up, Please, where people don't know when to be quiet. This is edition number one, Shut Up, Please, inspired by stories in the dreamlands of imagination along with those who come along the way to help out. A 15-minute show every week right here on Pinecone Radio, 100.9 FM, Pine Mountain Club in the Kern County Mountains. And Los Padres National Forest. Here's tonight's show, Tibetan Fantasy. Shut up, please. Leader Dilation here. I'm a private dick with a penchant for adventure and vintage Volkswagen buses. It was a Sunday afternoon in December, and I was texting my best friend's mother on Facebook like I do every Sunday afternoon when I heard a pair of knocks. Nice pair of knocks, I thought to myself as I text TTYL Hart to Mrs. Fitzgerald. Come in! I whistled as I swiveled my swing chair in the direction of the smoke-filled hinges. And a pair of smoke-heeled hinges is exactly what proceeded to enter my direct and peripheral vision. I was immediately transfixed. She was beautiful. Her face was an angel's. And her legs went clear up to her neck. Well, that's not exactly accurate. Her legs went up to her hips. But you know what I mean. Her gams were programmed from heaven.
Peter Dilation, I take it.
She whispered in a husky, holly and ivy, tobacco-tainted scent.
Peter Dilation, the private dick whose use of sloppy metaphor and descriptive styling makes most detective crime writers cringe.
That would be I. I thought would be... I thought would be That would be I thought would be. Well, I have a case for you.
Well, I have a case for you, Mr. Dilation.
Please, please, call me Peter.
Yes, well, Pete, my husband, he's been shot and...
Dead? I interrupted.
No, not dead.
Phew, I thought to myself, I won't have to go and get all silly now.
He's in a coma.
A coma, I thought. If he stays non-responsive for at least 3 years, there has to be some kind of legal loophole should I find out this vision from heaven as a Missouri-centered Lutheran who supports gay marriage. Why, couldn't I marry her by then?
You're thinking out loud to the radio station, aren't you, Mr. Dilation?
What? Me? No, not me. I was just thinking about how silly it is. You know, that expression, more fish in the ocean. Suddenly, a loud crash in the hall was sounded, and I finally got up the nerve to ask her name.
Meredith,
she rasped. A drop of blood dripped from my forehead, and I realized I was bleeding from the shot that could have only come from her husband's near-comatose fevered bed. But how could it have entered my hall? My building has a guard with a gun. But wait, those hippie-commie gun control freaks from Berkeley were here only 2 weeks ago, and they succeeded in forcing a background check on Percy, the night guard. He was convicted of 4 counts of manslaughter with a history of climbing buildings and sniping about a dozen ice cream vendors in his hometown of Calypso, Michigan.
There are cities in Michigan. There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
But now Meredith was locking the door and locking my eyes. And locking her hips as she swiveled towards my swivel chair. The room began to spin, and I now realized my secretary was on her lunch break for longer than I had ever known her to be on one. I looked at this charcoal stocking high-heeled vixen from the Who Knows Where column, and it hit me. Meredith was Sally, my 5'4" tall secretary. Damn, those stilettos were inconceivably high.
High heels.
Wait a minute. I seem to be waking up. This has all been a dream. I'm not Peter Dilation, I'm Peter Gullerud, and I'm taking care of 3 Tibetan spaniels. And everybody keeps walking by my door, but they never knock, triggering the little squirrel figurine that sings a happy Disney tune every time. It's driving me crazy. How do I find the off button? I'm gonna miss these dogs. These 3 Tibetan spaniels, Piney, Ritz, and Babette. Oh, yes, I'm going to miss them terribly. Yes. But wait a minute. There's a knock on the door. A knock on the door. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's Bill and Sigrid. They've come to collect their dogs. Finally had their place in Las Vegas. Escrow closed, right?
That's right, Peter. We want our Tibetan Spaniels back.
Yes, Peter. We want our Tibetan Spaniels back.
But Bill, Sigrid, I can't let you have them back. It's Christmas, and I'll be alone on Christmas Eve if they're not here.
Well, we've been alone with them for quite a while, Peter, and we'll give you a Sons of Anarchy DVD. How's that?
Not good enough. I'm going to be alone. I'm not going to have these little furry guys to cuddle with on Christmas Eve.
Sorry, Peter, but we missed them. And, we did pay you.
I know, but, I'll give the money back. Let me keep the dogs.
Peter, you're acting crazy.
I'm going to miss them. The aquarium just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Peter, hand us the leashes.
No, it's Christmas, for Christ's sake. It's Christmas. Sigrid, Bill, give them to me for a Christmas present.
Peter, have you snapped?
No, I've fallen in love with your Tibetan Spaniels, and I just can't imagine Christmas without them. Take them back and after New Year's. You know, then...
Peter, it's a long drive to Las Vegas, and Here's season four where I get shot and killed as Piney.
No, Piney, it'll remind me of Piney, your dog. Piney, the black Tibetan Spaniel who's kissing Babette's forehead even as we speak. It's so cute.
Sorry, Peter. Here, take the DVD, give us the leashes, and we'll be on our way. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Peter. We understand, but they are our dogs, you know.
Goodbye, Piney. Goodbye, Babette. Goodbye, Ritz. Goodbye.
Having trouble sleeping? Wake up at 2 a.m. only to get out of bed, fix yourself some chamomile tea, sit in your comfy chair, and read another depressing chapter on the life of Van Gogh? Well, now you need not fear the bed or your insomnia, because there's Knock Yourself Out, a new patented baseball bat designed for your noggin, not the stadium.
When I need a hit at night, I don't reach for a bottle of Jack Daniels no more. I reach for Knock Yourself Out. With my own Knock Yourself Out bat, I'm no longer at the mercy of the insomnia trolls. And I'm out like a light in just seconds.
The Knock Yourself Out bat is a patented balsam wood fiber that's both strong and pliant. Just one whack, and no more toss and turn attack.
I tried everything. My pillow, my mattress, my wife, my cousin, even my cousin's wife. And none of these compared to my Knock Yourself Out bat. And I'm buying one for my wife for this Christmas, too.
Shh! Shut up, please. It's a surprise.
Yes, Knock Yourself Out with Knock Yourself Out tonight. Sold at all qualified gun stores and head shops. Knock Yourself Out. You'll be glad you did.
Knock Yourself Out is not responsible for health conditions after purchase. Some side effects may include paralysis from the neck down, palsy, abnormal menstrual cycles, and even death. Benefits include increased sex drive and a craving for dark chocolate. All rights reserved, baseball and glove not included.
My name is Pete Moss, and I wrote that song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. I gave it to Mitch Miller many years ago, and he really dug it. He said, I'm going to put this on our Mitch Miller Christmas album. And I said, go ahead, but don't give me credit, because it's brings back bad memories. You see, my mother was a slut. She would cheat on my dad every chance she got. I saw her kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe that night, and she didn't know I was down the stairs peeking in on her. I saw her tickling, laughing, and my dad had only seen me. I don't know what he would have done. She didn't see me creeping down there. I mean, there were other times, too. I saw her making out with the Easter Bunny one time, and some leprechaun sometime around St. Pat's Day. Yeah, what a laugh it would have been if my dad had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus that night. That was sarcasm. It traumatized me. I was just speechless.
Pete.
Dad, is that you?
Pete.
Dad, what are you doing here? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Pete. Listen, there's something I've been meaning to tell you all these years. That was me dressed up in all those costumes, the leprechaun, the Easter Bunny, and yes, even Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm 55 years old, Dad. Why'd you wait this long?
Merry Christmas, Peter.
Oh, shut up!